This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Round of applause for us, JRK. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the air on the Good Day program, deepening our connection, our amazing connection to all of you with thoughts about what's going on today, what you need to know. This year, I think, is a year of change. But then I say that very dramatically. But every year is a year of change, right?
I would think
change.
Yeah.
Every moment, every second, every hour, every day, things change. But I've seen a lot of things that indicate this is not going to be just another year. And it's a good thing. Imagine your best, whatever the possibilities are for you, imagine what they are, and then keep that in your mind, because I'm a big believer, you know, in thoughts or things. So get some great things in your mind and get them done. I think setting the bar high, that's what I have done. We have, thanks to my work with your father, Jay, we have created a whole new idea for a different adjunct to this program that will make it usable not only on news talk and conversation stations, but on music stations as well. And so this is one of the great things, many things as far as business is concerned, but the personal side, which oftentimes, well, you think it ought to be more important, but oftentimes it's not. We all know that some people live for their jobs because that's their identity.
Yeah, well, we're so busy with all of our obligations, we forget to take care of ourselves. But it's like that airplane, when you're flying, and they say put your oxygen mask on before you put somebody else's on. Because if you are not helping yourself, then you really can't help anybody else, physically, mentally. But in terms of personal and business, I've always heard this with business. If you are doing the same thing this year that you were doing last year, you are already 2 years behind. And that always kind of stuck with me. And when it comes to the personal side, the only person you're combating is yourself yesterday. Nobody else. You are running your own race. Anything anybody else is doing has nothing to do with you, and anything you're doing has nothing to do with anybody else on the personal front.
There you go. The word to the wise from Jay Kirshner here on Good Day. Here's something that's really good. Think about doing good things for others, helping other people. This is a great example of this. An 82-year-old lady who was a Navy veteran. It actually isn't a lady. I was thinking, I saw the name Marion, but that's his last name. Butch Marion is leaving his job this week after online donors helped raise $108,000 for him on a GoFundMe page. The fundraiser was started by a fellow named Rory McCarthy, someone that works with him at Walmart, who thought he ought to retire. At 82, that's not, not a bad thing for a lot of people.
He just felt like he couldn't.
Couldn't, right, exactly. So, Mr. McCarthy and some of his friends went to, I guess they were on, are they on TikTok? Are they on, where'd they go for the GoFundMe page? Just go to GoFundMe.com.
But he posted about it to TikTok to reach a wider audience, and he did. And all, like, just this huge act of kindness from one stranger initiated these acts of kindness from so many other strangers to help him retire.
Great way to start the year. I'm sorry they did it on TikTok, because TikTok is not a good way for you to communicate. Anybody who's using TikTok, it's actually pretty anti-American. They don't know it. They're not conscious of it because they're not as close to it as we are, talking about it all the time. But the more I think I repeat it, the better it is. TikTok is an adversary. The Chinese government controls it, and they are the government, the American government, is wanting to ban it. Many states have banned the use of TikTok video because of its connection to the Chinese government and what actually is being done when you use it. What do they find out about you? Anyway, so just that's another aside thought that goes with this. Anyway, the fundraiser came up with $100,000 in a 2-day period. I thought that was pretty amazing. So this guy says he feels like a new man. It's unreal. All these people are strangers, as you've just said. This is neat. This is sweet. If you're 82 and you want to retire and you don't feel like you can, maybe this is a good way to do it. I think this, it depends on the personality of the people involved, don't you think? People love this guy, mm-hmm. and that's why, right?
Yeah.
You think some people contributed when they found out he was a Navy veteran? That might be another thing.
Oh, yeah, hearing the story a little
bucks,
bit more.
20
even
bucks.
Just this kind stranger who initiated this whole thing took the time to talk to this person and find out the story. How often do we just stop for a moment,
yeah,
speak
right.
to a complete stranger, and let them tell us their story and listen?
Not often. All right, here's another story. A mother found her daughter, who's aged 11, on Roblox. Roblox? Is that what it
Roblox.
Is? I don't
mm-hmm.
Roblox, okay. Now, the problem is that the mother was looking for the daughter, and she didn't answer the phone. And the reason that she was looking for the daughter is because she wanted her to defrost the lasagna. Right? Sometimes you got to be
this
a little...
This is new age parenting.
Well, first of all, how... I'm going to go off on my toot for just a second. An 11-year-old shouldn't have a phone. All right? That's me telling the world that's what I think about having a phone. Although...
Well, then her yes. mom really couldn't have gotten her on the
phone. Yeah, right. Exactly. So yesterday, my son, Brendan, we have FaceTime all the time with Brendan and Sophie and with young Jasper. And apparently, my son found an old phone that I got for him when he was I think he was 16 or 17 when I got him this phone. It was the first phone he got. And it was this old flip phone. And somehow he had put it away and he found it. So he gave it to Jasper. And so Jasper is now just a little over a year old. He sees when Brendan calls me or uses FaceTime, he understands kind of what's going on. And he also sees them when they hold the phone to their ear.
Mm-hmm.
So he's now holding the phone to his ear and making a lot of noise. Because he can't put words together.
And make-believe and
yeah.
having his phone conversations.
I thought that was kind of cute.
It is
anyway,
cute.
So this story about this mother who found her daughter so they could defrost the lasagna, the attempts, I suppose, maybe bothered the mother a little bit because she couldn't get through to her daughter.
Well, she had already told her to do so, and then she was
right.
trying to call to make sure she did do it,
yeah.
and she couldn't get a hold of her. So she knew that, okay, she's probably on her laptop on Roblox or something, and
right.
went got onto Roblox and found her daughter and told her, hey, go get the lasagna out of the
modern
bread too, please.
Modern parenting. All right, let's talk about some election stuff. The first woman who's gay has been elected as the governor of a state, and it happens to be the state that I live in, Massachusetts. Maura Healey is her name, and the news media is making a big deal out of her being the first woman elected governor of Massachusetts, the first gay woman to be elected to the governorship, and I think it's just a bunch of gooey. This woman... we'll give her a chance, right? She'll say, I actually voted for her, not because she's gay, not because she's a woman, but because she was better than the guy that she was running against.
Yeah, and I'm sure so many other people voted exactly that same way. She won
right.
because she was the best. However,
right.
the first of everything is always a big deal. She was the first woman to be governor of the state and the first LGBTQ member. And so those are two firsts at once.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Actually, there are three women running the state now. The lieutenant governor is Kim Driscoll, who is the mayor of Salem, where the witch trials took place. She's the lieutenant governor. And then there's a lady now whose name I can't remember, Andrea something or other, who is the new attorney general, taking Healy's place. So, listen, let's see what happens. But I'm not excited about them being there. They're trying to, or the news media is trying to create stuff around her being the first woman, the first gay, yada, yada. It's what she's planning to do. What is she going to change? And how is it going to be different? The first thing she said, something I completely disagree with, and that is that everybody in the state who wants to go to a community college should go free. I don't think that's a good idea at all. It's not fair. So you do it, if you want to make it free, then you make sure you understand the people who are going appreciate the fact they couldn't have gone otherwise because they didn't have the funds to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do.
Or you have to graduate. If you don't graduate, then you have to pay the money back or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, right.
It's free if you follow it all the way through and graduate.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, anyway, I'm not a big fan. that kind of stuff, but I think it needs to be merit. I came up with, as I was driving along and listening to the story on the local news station and some of the guys talking about it on the air, I was thinking that there ought to be a, and I came up with initials for, now I can't remember what I thought, but it's something about, it was a clever, if I do say so myself, catchy way to make sure that whoever is going, if you're going to do this thing, then, you know, the people, the woman who is actually a friend of mine, who's the president of the Senate, lives and is representing Framingham, said it will only cost $50 million. Well, how many people worked to pay that $50 million in taxes? There's a lot of hard-earned money that goes to pay the taxes. So when you sort of say, oh, well, it's no big deal, it's only $50 million, that is a big deal. That's a lot of money. And if the average person is paying $10,000 a year in taxes, state taxes, mm-hmm. then how many people did it take to come up with $50 million? It took 50,000 people paying their taxes to come up with that $50 million that you say, it's no big deal. I don't know that she said it that way, but that's the way it came out. It's not that big a cost. Well, I mean, you can say that about lots of different things. I took the train into Boston. I've been taking the train into Boston for 20 some odd years. I think last time I took it was with Megan when she was Miles' age. So that would have been 40 years ago that I took the train, and they were just starting to run them. And then took the subways around Boston and stuff. There's been a lot of complaining because things are not running as well. That would be the first thing I would think, but they're, the priorities depend on, see, they're playing the gay game. They're playing that card to help people that they say have been, Charlie Baker was the governor before. There was no problem with the way gays were treated. It was because Democrats don't like Republicans, and I can say that about the leader of the Senate. She just doesn't like Republicans. I don't see how you can do that. I don't see how you can lead and be credible if you're not a fan of the other party just because they're a member of the other party. I find that reprehensible whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, and that's the problem why stuff isn't getting done, frankly. It's 18 after. This is a good day.
For everything your business needs to make this year your year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home office and my home.
Staples has you covered with everything you need to get organized this year at amazing savings. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this year your year at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 128 in store only. At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Your words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Bye.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I was like getting this riff built up a little bit. Got sunshine. We have sunny. Well, I'm not sure, though. I look at this social media stuff, and not all of it is sunshine, lollipops, and roses. 23 and change after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The conversation that matters from social media, the trending things Jay has assembled, include a story about the top spy, Ana Montes, best known during the Cold War, caught by the U.S., been in prison for 20 years, 65 years old. She was spying for Cuba. She was employed by the U.S. government. I love this. By the Defense Intelligence Agency. But she was a spy. And she exposed all kinds of U.S. intelligence that she could scout on the island of Cuba. One official said she was among the most damaging spies caught by the U.S. And the head of counterintelligence under George Bush told Congress that this lady, Ana Montes, had compromised everything, virtually everything, that we knew about Cuba and how it operated. So the Cubans were all well aware of everything that we knew about them. And they always kind of, when we were having conversations trying to straighten things out, they were always using what they had for information against us. She was accused of supplying the identities of four U.S. spies. She handed a 25-year prison sentence, got 25 years with the judge accusing her of putting the nation at risk. All the stuff that was bad about her. She was approached when she was in Johns Hopkins University in 1984, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. By somebody else who was at the school. They were all angry about what we had done during Reagan's presidency in Nicaragua. And so, okay, what can we do to get back at them? Let's get those bad guys. So she went to Havana, got a job with the government, the Defense Intelligence Agency. She was the senior analyst.
They dubbed her the Queen of Cuba.
Yeah, right. Anyway, she got her orders. This sounds like a movie. I don't think a movie's been made of this, but it should be. Got her orders over shortwave radio, right? This has got to be a movie.
I'm surprised that there hasn't been something similar to this. And she was only arrested in 2001, less than 2 weeks after 9/11 happened.
Yeah.
Because that opened a door of, they looked into everything. She wasn't a part of the attacks, but they looked into everything. So a lot of other people who were doing, you know, dirty, they got busted.
So apparently, though, she's at the age where she's probably not going to go back and do that stuff again. But it is, you know, we don't talk much. This is movie stuff. But this is not really movie stuff. This is real. This is the real world.
Yeah. And she doesn't have that job anymore, so she doesn't have anything that she can relay to other people. Right. She doesn't have any goods to give.
What does she do with the rest of her life, though? Where does she go? Live in Cuba?
Yeah, she's going back to Puerto Rico. Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Harvey Weinstein. I never get it right because I don't give a damn about him. I just said Harvey Toilet. I'd refer to him that way. Anyway, his sentencing for sexual misconduct has been delayed, but he's already serving a 23-year sentence for other stuff in New York. This is for the stuff he did in Los Angeles, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why are they waiting until February? There's some new motion. Why are they wasting time? This guy's not going to make it out of jail. He's a big, fat slob that's, what, in his early 70s? He's not going to 23 years. He's not going to make it. I'm surprised somebody hasn't done a little number on him already, frankly. Right, aren't you? Really, when you get right down to it? Unless they keep him solitary.
One would think, exactly. Yeah, that's what I was wondering, what his living situation is like there. Because usually people who have crimes against underage or certain crimes against women, they don't make it very long in prison.
Nope. They don't last very long. And this sounds horrible. It couldn't happen to a nicer guy if that was what his fate was. Does that sound bad for me to say that?
No, sounds accurate.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that. 28 after, this is a good day.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. As powerful storms continue to drench California, a 5-year-old boy was swept away by floodwaters Monday on the state's central coast. Tens of thousands of people remain without power, and some schools are closed for the day. Brian McGrath on CNN Tuesday morning is with the Ventura County Fire Department.
Numerous rescues today, approximately 19 swift water rescue calls.
Although the rainfall has lightened up, it does not mean you can let your guard down just yet.
However, the rain on the hillsides, the rain in the mountains, that water still needs to get through those waterways and gets back out to the ocean and to our reservoirs.
Football player DeMar Hamlin said he returned to Buffalo on Monday with a lot of love in his heart. Dr. William Knight in Cincinnati confirmed DeMar is doing well, and this is the beginning of his next stage of recovery. Georgia Bulldogs are the best in the land, beating TCU 65-7 last night. Lance Pryde, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Lighter moments, serious moments, it's all here. The connection to the real world on the Doug Steffen Good Day Program, 34 after the hour. I'm Doug, along with Jay Kirshner, here to entertain and inform as I look around my desk, my work area, the screens that I'm looking at, the different sources of information. Maybe if I hadn't been doing this so long, it would be a conundrum. Okay, where do I go next? What do I do next? Who do I talk about next? Well, what do I talk about next? But I always like to start kind of each of these, each of the various segments of the program with some good news. And I'm looking at the story of a youngster who was cancer-free after just the positivity of a community helping to raise money to pay for the treatment that this youngster needed. Now, that's great news. Here's some great news about our planet. There are new species of animals and plants that were added, 146, as a matter of fact, just in the last 12 months alone.
Mm-hmm.
So what this does is a couple of things.
It proves that the planet harbors unexplored places, unexplored plants, unexplored animals. The fact that we have been able to catalog 146 new species shows the biodiversity, the health of our planet. So all the people that go around moaning and groaning and wanting to protect a piece of a quarter inch of land to save some turtle or some lizard or some spider or some plant, it's nonsense. That's not how it works. We have, and maybe the best thing, I was at the Museum of Science with my grandson and my daughter last Saturday, and that was, we spent, Miles was more fascinated with the information that came about as you look at the timeline of life on the planet, how far back it goes, what species have come and gone, what still exists.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, before there were people, there wasn't anybody around to moan and groan about species being lost.
And really, we don't know how things actually were before humans started tracking a lot of this stuff. We are going by fossils and what we're finding hidden under layers of the earth.
Right. To go down, it's usually, I think one of the things at the Museum of Science, they have exhibitions about core drilling into the ice and core drilling into where there's archaeologists who are digging to find old cities, you know, with the weather. Over every 1,000 years, about four, depending on the part of the planet you're talking about, 4 inches to 4 feet of dust, dirt, coverage, whatever. So you go back to some of those 3,000, 4,000 years ago, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 years ago to cities that existed. Sometimes you got to bore down a couple of 100 feet because there's been that much stuff that's come on top of the ruins of these cities.
Mm-hmm.
So when you talk about new lizards and new ants and new flowering plants, that's great. New fish, new sharks, new beetles, new moths, new worms, new scorpions, new spiders, and a partridge and a pear, even a new clam. Wow, they discovered a new clam. Yum.
Yeah, all these newly discovered species, and there was only 70 that were found in 2021.
Yeah.
So over more than doubled.
The planet is very healthy. The planet will survive even if we don't. If we kill ourselves off, that's one thing. You're not going to kill the planet off. So all the people that go around saying, we've got to save the planet. Okay, if you want to save the planet, then work toward saving the planet. But don't try to convince me that you're doing it, and if we don't do it, the planet will die. The planet is very healthy. The planet is not going to die. The planet may push us, like other things that have been destructive, may push us into oblivion so that other species, just imagine,
mm-hmm.
whenever I talk about this, I just think to myself, okay, we've only been really around, according to what I saw at the Museum of Science, we've been around for about 300,000 years, some kind of human being, something that looks like a human being anyway. And so what happened before that? 300,000 years is a pittance, it's nothing. The planet is almost 5 billion years old.
Mm-hmm. Well, look at the continents that all used to be connected
together
at one point in time.
Yeah,
there's
right.
This really great movie. It's a science thriller. Take from it what you will, but mm-hmm. it's Mark Wahlberg, Zooey Deschanel, and kind of the plot is that the Earth perceives humans as a threat, and the planet starts taking out humans. And it's one of those things of, like, it will take care of itself long after the humans are done.
Exactly. That's not a science fiction movie. That's what happens. Things that are not compatible with Mother Earth get gonzoed.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the other things, there's a huge big ball in the Science Museum of the Earth. And when I started looking at it, and Miles and I were talking about the various places we could see California on the map, and you could see, you know, the planet as the, you see the water. He says, wow, there's a lot of water. I said, yeah, 3/4 of the planet is water. And so he was looking for where he was in Massachusetts and then where Los Angeles is. And then we looked at other, he wanted to know what Australia was and where some of the other countries, and he knows a little bit about the various continents. So
anyway, we were looking at this, and he said, "Gramps, look at the way is the Earth not round? Because the Earth isn't round." And whether you know that, it looks like it. If you take that picture, that famous picture of the blue marble that was taken from the moon, the picture of the Earth, it looks like it's round. But if you look at the real dimensions of the Earth and you look at the accurate portrayal like they have at the Science Museum, it's almost like a pear. It's a fat pear with just a little knob on the top. The Arctic is sort of almost not pointed, but it goes up. It doesn't. It's not flat. Yeah,
that's something like that. More oval, but I was not expecting a pear.
No, no. So anyway, I thought that was interesting.
So is it the atmosphere around that gives it that more spherical appearance?
I won't speculate because I don't really know. But you were talking about the way the planet changes, and apparently over the life of the planet, it has changed its shape. As the plates on the planet change, so does the structure of the mountains and the seas, and you know, they push. What happens is, what causes mountain ranges is when, and this goes back to the last ice age, so it's not something 18, 20,000 years ago, when these mountains were formed that we now see, because the plates collide. They can't move, and they go up, and that's what causes the mountain range. Some places where there's volcanic activity, that causes mountains as well. But for the most part, where the planet has a lot of mountain ranges, is where, and that's why they're straight, and sometimes they go down, like the mountain range that we have, the Rockies, kind of goes down to South America, because the plates underneath are all the same. If you look at a big map of the world and you follow the Rocky Mountains down, follow a straight line down to Peru and to the Andes Mountains, you'll see that it's pretty much a straight line, because all of that stuff, the plates all changed and collided with each other at the same time. It's fascinating. So back to the whole idea of worrying about the planet and it's going to be destroyed and, oh my God, what are we going to do? Nonsense. It's taking care of itself very well, as Jay pointed out. Look at all the new species, twice as many as the year before. So don't worry your pretty little head. Does that sound sexist? Maybe it doesn't. Anyway, don't worry about it. All right? Don't worry.
I didn't take it as sexist until you asked if it was sexist or not.
Don't worry about it.
Have a pretty little head, right?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Okay, next on the hit parade. Do you remember, this was before your time. Jennifer would remember, because she's had them on her radio program in Los Angeles as well. The pro-Trumpers Diamond and Silk, they were first heard on this radio program when they were hysterical. And they were given their own weekend radio program. One of them has died. Diamond passed away. Trump loved him. This duo was hysterical. As a matter of fact, James, see if you can find some audio from Diamond and Silk. They were hysterical. Have you got some of it? Okay, yeah, okay. The real name, by the way, of this lady was Lynette Hardaway. She is, the fact that these two black ladies went around stumping, not at first for Trump, but for other things that were right of center, and the way they just go, it was just very entertaining. I think most everybody that follows Trump or follows his supporters know what they sounded like. And she was pretty young too, as a matter of fact. The cause of death isn't known. I think she was like 60 something, if she was even that. I was looking to find out how old she was, and I can't find it anywhere. But nobody knows what the specific illness was. She had COVID, and she was one of these people, the people who love to focus on Trump and, "I didn't take a vaccine, blah, blah, blah." Well, Trump took the vaccine. That's how stupid some of these people are.
Wasn't it his vaccine?
Yeah, right. That's what they said about it. Anyway. She didn't take the vaccine, and who knows what really happened. She was 73. Okay, 73. All right, so you have some, just a little audio, James, from them.
To my black brothers and sisters, we cannot allow her to fool us and lure us in with a bottle of hot sauce. Right. Running around doing the nay-nay.
Talking about Kamala Harris.
And if you don't vote right this time, you will get left again.
That's right.
Now, I just got that off my chest. Silk, you got something you want to say, girl? Go ahead and say it.
I just got something I got to say.
Go ahead, girl.
You know. Yeah.
Bodies love them. They are hysterical.
Don't let the fool you.
That's right, girl.
Silk can talk.
That's right, girl.
It really amazes me how Hillary Clinton was born in Chicago, Illinois. And Obama is from Chicago, Illinois. And neither one of them has reached back to help their own city. So, how can we expect them to help America? How can we expect Hillary to help America? She won't even help her own.
They did real numbers on Kamala Harris. They went after her. They were unstoppable during the campaign, but that was a shot against Hillary. So anyway, Diamond and Silk. What characters? No, what, Polly, we can say what we want to about politics, but there are some really interesting, amazing people that are produced out of our political system, right? And it seems like the supply never ends.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, even if they don't do a damn thing for their constituents, there's a certain amount, there's so much negativity to it, but there's a certain amount of amusement. I actually admit to being amused by Marjorie Taylor Greene. I'm amused by AOC, frankly. Anybody who's an extremist that has, even though they're mean-spirited and they're not accomplishing much except helping themselves to, get noticed for whatever the reason, I find though some of them just kind of very entertaining. Okay, and we were talking about the governor of Massachusetts being openly gay and getting sworn in. She was the first. I didn't tell you who the second one. The second one was Tina Kotek, who's also a lesbian. She was sworn in the day after as governor of Oregon. So that's that story straightened out. 48 past the hour.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, Jerry.
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
For everything your business needs to make this your year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Time for us to explore your health and well-being here on the Good Day Health segment of the Good Day program, featuring Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a brilliant chiropractor, NUCA chiropractor, that specializes in your upper cervical spine, your neck, your shoulders. He and his wife Mary run a clinic in Salt Lake City that is just nothing short of fabulous. The information that they provide for people who are their clients in the clinic and people online at there are two different websites that Jack, well, actually there's three with the Good Day Health podcast and the stuff that's there, but ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you can find out what's going on really from the research department that Jack has worked on many years. They've produced some great supplements like the Long Life Energy Enzymes. Those are fabulous. I take them every single day, and I think they're responsible, Jack, for me looking like I'm 40 and continuing to go in the other direction, right? That's all you call them, the
well,
lead.
I've got patients that say their age spots are disappearing when they...
There you go. Yep. All right, so, and I want to remind you of our podcast. Jack has ForbiddenDoctor.com. It's all about the things going on in the clinic. He has his own JackStockwell.com. It is specifically focused on the chiropractic, the NUCA chiropractic. Those of you listening have never experienced any kind of chiropractic, you really should. And if you can find a good NUCA person, we have a lot of listeners in Salt Lake City that I'm sure when people come in to visit with you, they usually tell you that they hear me or they hear you or both of us, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people over the years. Yeah. All right, so I'm just looking back at some of the things that we have talked about here with Jack, and some of the things that are in his podcast. How does your digestive system work? And if you overload your digestive system, which happens to a lot of people over the Christmas holidays, right, from Thanksgiving to Christmas, and so you talk about why we need lactic acid and yeast in one of the podcasts, the good bacteria, what your intestine needs. This is all about Jack being a GAPS practitioner, and GAPS is about your gut. And if you don't have a good, strong, healthy gut, then you're not going to have a good, strong, healthy body. So you can follow that. If I could talk all day, and you don't have to say anything.
Well, at ForbiddenDoctor.com, under podcasts, if you'll put in GAPS, G-A-P-S, the stands for gut and psychology syndrome, some of the best diet information you will ever hear is located right there.
One of the things that you say that's your conversations about sugar and how it ruins your health. Look at how healthy I am, and look at how much sugar I have. My ice cream and cookie and cake, I don't know if I'm addicted, but I certainly like it.
We all are.
Yeah, right. You and I, when we go out to dinner, we always have sweets.
Yeah, unless you've gone an entire year without sugar to break that habit. We're all addicted to sugar, the most common drug in America.
Right, there it is. So that's part of a more recent podcast you can get from Jack at gooddayhealth.com. Lots of things included in all of these podcasts. Say it again. What's the matter with my mouth here? There it is. Cholesterol levels. So let's talk about some ways. This is the big time of the year. Calitrin's coming back into the fold, losing weight, keeping it off. What is blood sugar, as long as we're talking about things we're addicted to, what does sugar have to do with weight?
Well, if you do not consume any more sugar during a 24-hour period than your body requires for sugar-based energy, you're going to be just fine. The problem is we end up consuming more carbohydrates, more grams of carbohydrates, which is what sugar is a carbohydrate, than our body requires. And so your body will store that as fat. Interestingly enough, no matter your age, your body doesn't know that when you finished with breakfast, lunch is coming, or the dinner or this evening. It will take whatever is extra and store it as energy because it doesn't know you're going to eat some more. And the storage form of energy in nature is fat. Fat has more than twice as much energy per gram than either a protein or a fat. As a carbohydrate. So the body will take the carbohydrates and literally turn them into fats.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that's where our excess weight comes from. There's too many carbohydrates.
So if you
cut back on the sugar, your body will start using the fat for its energy.
You found, spend 30 seconds talking about this endocrinologist that's come up with yet another way to lose weight. There are always new diets every year. What's the story of this one? The 1-3-3 diet.
He calls it the 1-3-3 diet, which simply refers to one serving of carbohydrates, 3 servings of proteins, and 3 servings of vegetables throughout the day, which is a big cutback on sugar. You're going to lose weight. The 1-3-3 diet.
All right, check it out. Jack Stockwell is here on the Good Day program. Good Day download is at Good Day Health.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.